It was 1883 when a group of people assembled on the steps of Onondaga County's courthouse to declare the Salvation Army was open for business here in Syracuse. What started as a group to help the downtrodden has expanded greatly, where the agency now has 40 different programs. CEO Major George Polarek says two provide some specific help to support families.
We have a program for full families who are homeless and have an opportunity to remain as a family, which is a unique opportunity in this community. We've got a parenting program. We have young women and their children who actually live on our residence, and they have the ability to learn better skills, parenting skills. Clinicians are here all the time helping and assisting them.
Modern-day programs also address daycare, after-school needs, elderly services, mental health, youth, and even summer camps. This week, the Salvation Army will be working with Tops Markets to deliver donuts to 100 people and organizations that have helped. And while that's a nice treat, Polarek says it has some history with the Salvation Army.
The National Commander sent 100 women from the Salvation Army here in America to World War I in order to help with the driving ambulances. And somehow they got into making donuts with the young recruits who were there. And the donut girl was born.
Polarek also emphasizes the volunteers needed to run all their programs, as many as 2,000, not counting Christmas events. The agency will hold a service fair tomorrow from 10 to 2 at its South Warren Street location to tell people about all the programs and recruit volunteers. In its 130th year, the Salvation Army reports serving more than 41,000 people in area programs. Chris Bolt, WAER News.